And then I want to go to Daniel.
然后我要我们来看但以理记。
And in the fifth chapter.
但以理书第五章。
And Daniel there was with this kingdom, the new kingdom of Belshazzar, who was the grandson of the Nebuchadnezzar.
但以理他在这个王国里面，在跟尼布甲尼撒王的孙子伯沙撒王在一起。
And he was a young and foolish king.
这个王很年轻，非常的愚昧。
And he was not living for God at all.
他根本都没有为神生活。
And one day.
有一天
they were having a big feast and a raucous time, a terrible feast it was.
他们在那里有一个很大的节庆，非常的尽情的
They were really partying.
尽情的享受。
And a hand came down, began to write on the wall.
有一只手出现了，开始在墙上写字。
I mean, it scared them all terribly.
那个让他们每一个人都吓坏了。
I think it scared me if I saw it.
我想如果我看到的话，我也会吓坏的。
There's a hand come down and begin to write a message on the wall.
居然有手下来开始在墙上写一个事情。
They couldn't understand the message.
而他们不明白所写的是什么。
All they could know was something terrible was coming.
他们所知道的只是可怕的事情要来的。
All they knew that their hair was standing up instead of lying down.
他们所知道的是他们的头发通通竖起来，而不是垂下来的。
And comb though they would, it wouldn't stay down.
尽管他们去梳头发，这个头发还是
没有
办法垂下来，通通竖起来的。
About it.
要怎么办呢？
And then the king's mother.
然后王的母亲。
Said, "O king, live forever."
第十节说："愿王万岁。"
Don't be troubled.
你心意不要惊惶。
There is a man in thy kingdom.
在你国中有一人。
In whom the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom like the wisdom of the gods was found in him.
他里头有圣神的灵，你父在世的日子，这人心中光明，又有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧。
And then the 12th verse.
然后第十二节。
Because an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting dreams and showing hard sentences, dissolving of doubts, were found in Daniel.
在他里头有美好的灵性，又有知识聪明，能圆梦、释谜语、解疑惑。这人名叫但以理，他能够解明这个意思。
You see, now the kingdom was in problems.
现在这个王国有问题了。
God was trying to help them and show them.
神是要帮助他们，指示他们。
They were frightened.
他们非常害怕。
They didn't know what to do.
不晓得怎么办。
They couldn't interpret it.
他们没有办法解释。
But the queen remembered.
但是太后记得。
She said, "But there is a man."
她说，但是有一个人。
In whom the spirit of God is.
神的灵在他的里头。
He can help you.
他能够帮助你。
So they called him.
所以他们就找来但以
理。He could interpret it.
他能够解明。
But this time he didn't tell them what to do about it.
但是这一次他没有告诉他们要怎么办。
He just told them they were going to be defeated.
只告诉他们说他们会被打败。
It was too late to do anything about it.
因为已经太迟了，没有办法做什么。
But he knew.
他知道。
How do you know?
他怎么知道的呢？
He never learned that language.
他从来没有学过那个语言。
Well, today lots of people speak languages they never knew.
今天有很多人讲的语言都是他们不知道的。
They speak in tongues by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们是借着圣灵的能力讲方言。
That's not all that new.
但是这个不是这么新鲜的事情。
Way back years and years ago.
在许许多多年前就有了。
There was a prophet.
有个先知。
And he was disobedient.
他不顺服。
And he was riding a donkey.
他骑在驴子上。
And he wasn't doing what God told him to do.
他没有做神告诉他要做的事情。
He was going to prophesy to help somebody hurt the people of God.
他要去帮助一个人发预言来伤害神的百姓。
And you know what happened?
你知道发生了什么事吗？
The spirit of God came on that donkey.
神的灵临到了那只驴子上。
And he spoke in tongues.
他就开始讲方言。
Sure he did.
他确实是讲方言。
He spoke in Hebrew.
他讲的是希伯来话。
And told the prophet what he didn't want to hear.
他告诉先知一些他不想听的话。
And the prophet was so angry.
先知很生气。
That he didn't even think of the miracles taking place.He started talking back to his donkey.
他根本没有想到神迹发生了，就他就开始回答那只驴子。
But I don't think the prophet spoke in tongues that time. He didn't speak donkey language.
但是我想那个时候先知不是讲方言，因为他不会讲驴子话。
Just the donkey spoke.
只是驴子在讲话。
But he did give direction to the prophet.
但是驴子又指示了先知。
Because you see, God is, he knows all languages.
因为神知道所有的语言。
And he can help us in any predicament.
在任何的困境中他都能够帮助我
们。He can help us in any problem.
在任何的问题他都能帮助我们。他来就是要帮助我们。
Not just limiting him to help in church.
不要把神限制在只在教会里面帮助我
们。Or when we're in a deep problem, cry out for help.
或是我们落到很深的问题跟他求助的时候。
But realize he's with us all the time.
而是要明白他时时都和我们在一起。
I don't know what I shared with you before, but it comes to my mind.
我不晓得我以前有没有跟你们分享过，但是我这时候想到。
We had a young lady in the church in Panayo a few years ago.
几年前在我们毗努伊勒教会里面有一位年轻的姐妹。
And she went to England.
她去英国。
Now in England, the traffic goes just opposite than we have it here in the United States.
在英国，车子行驶的方向刚好跟我们这里相反。
We drive...What we call a right-hand drive.
我们是靠着右边开。
But they drive on the left-hand side.
但是他们开车是在左边开车。
When you first go there, you're kind of frightened because you see this car coming down your lane and you're in that lane too. But,
当你刚去那边的时候你会很害怕因为你看到车子朝你这个方向开来而你也在同一个方向。
But it finally sorts itself out and he's just on the opposite side.
但是后来你终于会明白原来他是在反方向。
But that's kind of dangerous.
但这很危险。
Because people from the United States, they go over there.
因为美国的人去英国的时候。
And we always look to our right for traffic.
我们总是会往右方面看有没有车子。
And they'll step out into the road to cross the street.
走在就是要过街的时候。
But the traffic's not coming from there, it's coming from here on your side.
他们会看到车子不是在从那边来而是从你那边来。
And more than one's been hit.
不止一个人就这样子受伤了。
And this young lady, she hadn't been there long.
这个年轻的姐妹她去那里不久。
And she was in this small village.
她在一个小村庄里。
And she wanted to cross the street.
她想要过街。
And she looked the right way, except the wrong way.
她就往正确的一方看其实是看错了。
And she stepped out.
然后她就踏出去。
And her brother with her screamed at her.
她的哥哥跟她在一起就尖叫。
A car was coming fairly fast.
有一辆车子很快地开过来。
And she heard the squeal of brakes.
她听到刹车的声音。
And she did the only one right thing to do, and no one else would do it.
她做了唯一对的事情，其他的人都不会这样做的。
I wouldn't, you wouldn't.
如果是我的话，或是你，你都不会这样做。
She didn't stop to look.
她没有停下来看。
She didn't run.
她也没有跑走。
She jumped straight up.
她就往上跳起来。
And the car hit her.
车子撞到她。
When her feet were disconnected from the ground.
但是那个时候她的脚已经离地了。
So you see, she was free flowing.
所以他是很自由的在漂浮着一样。
Picked her up, rolled her over on the top of the hood, and dropped her on the ground, and she was unhurt.
所以这车子就等于说把他给卷起来，把他这样子翻了一个跟斗一样，又放到了地上，一点都没有受伤。
The only right thing to do, and no one would think of the right thing to do at a moment like that.
在那样的时候，那是唯一对的事情，但是绝对不会有人想到要这么做。
Now, I don't know whether an angel stuck a pin in her foot or what.
我不晓得是不是天使在下面给她弄
了一下。But I do know she gave a sudden jump.
但是我确实知道她就突然地跳起来。
And that's what did it for her.
这就为他成就了帮助了他。
He's the spirit of wisdom.
他是智慧的灵。
He's practical.
他是实际的。
He's with us.
他和我们在一起。
He wants to be with us.
他想要和我们在一起。
He knows we get in troubles of all kinds.
他知道我们会落入各种各样的问题。
He knows life on this earth is precarious.
他知道在世上的生活是变化无常的。我们容易受伤。
We're flesh.
我们是肉体。
We get hurt easily.
我们很容易受伤。
Our knowledge is limited.
我们的知识有限。
Whatever we study, there's so many things we don't know.
不管我们研究什么，还有太多我们不知道的。
However smart we might be in our field, there's things we have no idea what it's all about.
不管我们在自己的领域可能多聪明，但是还是有很多我们不知道的。
God does know.
神却知道。
I remember one time we were in a city in Argentina.
记得有一次我们在阿根廷一个城市。
And we were holding healing crusades.
我们在办医病布道会。
And we saw a lot of people gloriously healed.
我们看到许许多多人很荣耀地得了医治。
One day a man came to me.
有一天一个人来找我。
And he said, look.
他说你看。
My mother-in-law has been healed.
我的岳母得了医治。
My wife has been healed.
我的太太也得了医治。
But I'm not sick.
但是我没有生病。
I thought, oh, what did you come to me for?
我说那你来找我做什么呢
He said, but I have some deep problems.
他说我有很深的问题。
He said, I have a furniture making shop.
我有一个做家具店。
And I'm desperate.
但是我非常的迫切绝望。
He said, within another week, I'll go broke.
他说我在一个过一个礼拜就要破产。
He said, I can't last out till the end of this month.
我没有办法持续到这个月底。
He said, I've held it as far as I could.
他说我已经尽量努力了。
I'm going under.
我现在已经没办法了。
He said, can God help me?
他说神能够帮助我吗
?Can God help me in my shop, my carpenter shop, my furniture shop?
神能够在我的家具店帮助我吗
?I said, sure.
我说当然可以。
I said, let's pray.
我说我们来祷告。
So we stood there and prayed.
所以我们就站在那里祷告。
And he went on home.
他就回去了。
And just a few days later,
几天之后
a man came into his shop.
有一个人进到了他的店里。
He said, I'm going away on an extended vacation.
那个人跟他说我要出去长时间的度假。
I have a new home.
我有一个新房子。
I want it all furnished when I get back.
我要我回家的时候家具全部都换新了。
These are the plans of the furniture I want you to make.
我要你做的新的家具的计划是这在这里。
I won't be here.
他说我人不在。
He said, make the furniture and put it in my house.
你就把这些家具做好放到我的房子里去。
And he gave him the money for the finished price of all the furniture. Not only just enough to buy the wood, for instance, but everything before he left.
那这个人就在他离开度假之前把这个家具完工的价钱就全部付给了这个做家具的人这个钱超过远超过买木头的钱
So not only gave him money to work with
所以不只让他有钱可以来做
clear over the top
而且让他能够来度过那个事情
Well, the next time I was in that city he not only had a carpenter shop he had two of them
在下次我到那城里去的时候他的店已经不止一间了有两间了
He's the helper
他是帮助者
We limit him we think he can only help us in certain cases certain ways
我们会限制他认为说他只是用某种方式在某种状况下才帮助我们
But he's the one called along beside us to help us
但是他就是在旁边帮助我们的那一位
Whatever your problem
不管你的问题是什么
Whatever your need
不管你的需要是什么
He can make some pretty ugly things come outRight.
他可以把一些很丑陋的事情结果变成是好的。
He uses many ways to do it.
他有很多的办法来做。
You can't anticipate how he does it.
你没有办法预期他要怎么做。
And sometimes it seems like it's not coming out right at all. It's coming out wrong.
有时候看起来好像事情进行的并不对，是错的样子。
But pretty soon you see how it comes out right.
但是很快的，你就会看到结果都是对的。
Because all things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
因为万事互相效力叫爱神人得益处
so、right.
所以结果都会是对的
He's with us to help us.
他和我们在一起要帮助我们
He's not with us to condemn us.
他和我们在一起不是要来定我们的罪
Jesus said, I'm sending my comforter to you, not my judge.
耶稣说我差遣我的安慰者到你这里来而不是差遣我的审判官
He didn't send the Holy Spirit as a judge.
他差遣圣灵来并不是要做审判官
Jesus did not come as a judge.
耶稣来也不是做审判官
But I didn't come to condemn, I came to save.
他说我来不是要定罪我来是要拯救
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He loves his human children.
他爱他人类的孩子。
He knows we're very small.
他知道我们很小。
He knows we're very incapable of even taking care of ourselves decently.
他知道我们甚至没有办法把自己照顾得很好。
If you go to any doctor, he will probably tell you you've been doing some things wrong.
或许你去找任何的医生，或许他都会告诉你说你做了一些不对的事情。
Eating wrong.
吃的不对。
Or working wrong,
或是工作的不对
or doing something else wrong,
或是做了一些其他错的事情
you don't exercise enough, or else you exercise too much.
你不是若不是运动做得不够，不然就是运动过多了。
We don't know too much how to run our own lives.
我们甚至不晓得要怎么样来管理自己的生活。
But the Holy Spirit is with us to help us.
但是圣灵和我们在一起就是要帮助我们。
Because he knows we're very little creatures yet.
因为他知道我们还是很小的人。
We haven't been here very long.
我们在这里没有很久。
And because of that,
因为这样子
Just like we with our children.
就像我们对我们的小孩一样。
If we can't have the time ourselves, then we hire somebody to take care of our children.
如果我们没有时间照顾孩子，我们也会雇佣人来照顾。
We know they need help in taking care of themselves.
我们知道小孩子需要有人照顾，他们没有办法照顾自己。
If they're left alone, they wouldn't live long.
如果他们留下他们独自一个人的话，他们活不久的。
So he sent his helper to help us.
所以他差遣帮助者来帮助我们。
And that's why he tells us to receive him.
这就是为什么他告诉我们要接受他。
Paul asked the church in Ephesus, he said, have you received the Holy Spirit yet?
保罗问以弗所的教会说，你们领受了圣灵吗？
Receive the Holy Spirit, we don't know there is such a thing.
他们说，我们不晓得有这样的事情啊，我们没有领受。
Oh, yes, there is, he said.
是他说，有的。
The Holy Spirit has been sent by the Father.
圣灵是父所差遣来的。
He's been sent by Christ.
他是基督差遣来的。
He's here.
他在这里。
Receive him.
接受他。
Take him into your life.
把他带到你的生命中。
Realize he came to be with you.
要明白他来就是要和你在一起。
You say, well, he's invisible.
你会说他看不见呢？
Well, that doesn't mean he's not real.
这不意味着他就不真实。
That means we have to learn how to receive it.
这意思是我们必须学习怎么样去领受它。
As I mentioned before, electricity is invisible.
就像我刚才提过的，电是看不见的。
But it's real.
但是是真实的。
And little by little, we've learned how to use it.
渐渐的，我们已经学会怎么样来用电。
We've learned how to receive it into our house.
我们学习怎么样去接受它进到我们的家里面。
And how to give it a way to help us in many ways.
怎么样让它在很多的方面都能够帮助我们。
It's a great helper.
电是很大的帮助者
But it's invisible.
但是是看不见的
And we have to learn how to receive the Holy Spirit.
我们必须学会怎么样去领受圣灵
And let him come into our house.
让他进到我们的家里
And begin to see that he is able to help us.
开始明白他能够帮助我们
He can help our understanding.
他能够帮助我们有聪明
Just like he gave wisdom to Bezalel.
就像他把聪明知识赐给了比萨利
He taught how to do things we don't know otherwise.
他能够帮助我们做一些事情，不然我们是没有办法知道的。
He knows, we don't.
他知道，我们不知道。
I remember years ago when I was just a young man.
我记得很多年前我还年轻的时候。
And I was driving in the mountains at night with snow on the road.
我晚上在山间开车，路上有雪。
The tires never touched pavement.
我的轮胎都没有碰到路面。
And the road was very sinuous, very...Crooked.
那个路非常的蜿蜒。
And I had about 200 miles to drive.
我差不多还要开200里。
And I was driving in this road.
我在这路上开。
And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning.
那个时候差不多是早上2点钟。
And it was a very strong blind curve.
有一个很大的弯道看不见的。
Couldn't see around it.
看不到它的周围。
And all of a sudden,
忽然间
I just knew there was a car coming around that curve.
我知道，我就知道有一辆车子要从那个弯道开过来。
And a truck man was driving it.
有一个喝醉的人正在开车。
And he was on the wrong side.
他开车，他是逆向行驶。
And I did the craziest thing.
我做了一件最疯狂的事。
I quick switched over to the wrong side.
我很快就开到另外一边。
In a blind curve, I couldn't see around it.
在一个就看不见的弯道的，我看不到绕过那个弯道以后是什么。
There I was driving like a drunk man on the wrong side.
而在我在那里开车，却像是一个喝醉的人在不对的那边开。
And right in the middle of the curve, here came a car, zoom, on the wrong side also.
结果就在这个弯道的当中，有一辆车子很快的开过来，他也是开错边的。
So we both passed time, both on the wrong side.
是因为我们两个都开错边，所以我们这样彼此擦过去了，一点事都没有。
We couldn't have stopped. We couldn't have done anything on that type of a road.
在那种路上，我们如果不是那样的话，我们一点办法都没有。
I didn't know.
我不晓得的。
But someone knew.
但是有一位知道。
He's with us.
他和我们在一起。
Not when we're trying to be spiritual, we're trying to pray or read the Bible or something.
不是说当我们试着变得属灵，当我们想要祷告或是读圣经的时候，他才和我们在一起。
He wants to be with us all the time.
他想要时时和我们在一起。
And the more we recognize him, the more we receive him.
我们越体认到他的存在，越接受他。
The more we can receive his help.
我们就越能够接受他的帮助。
Because with all the power in the powerhouse.
因为所有的电力都在发电厂里。
Not one drop of power can come into your house unless there's a line reaches from there to here.
除非有一条线从那里通到这里，不然一点的电力都没有办法到你的家里。
That electric wire.
就是那电线。
Oh, we have them strung every place.
我们在每个地方都有。
Probably have them in the front yard out here.
就在这里的院子前面也有。
They spoil the beauty, but they sure give us help.
他们破坏了美感，但是给了我们很大的帮助。
And there has to be a line between us and that wonderful, powerful Holy Spirit.
在我们跟那位奇妙的圣灵之间必须有一条线。
We call it faith.
我们称之为信心。
Wants to help us.
他想要帮助我们。
And sometimes he helps us before things happen and sometimes after.
有时候他在事前帮助我们，有时候在事后。
He doesn't always have to do it before.
他不必每一次都在事前做。
In the story of Lazarus,
在拉撒路的故事中，
Jesus could have got there before he died.
耶稣本来也可以在拉撒路死前就到那里。
But he didn't.
但他没有这样做。
Because God, he's able to turn the clock back.
因为神能够倒转时钟。
Well, I can turn it back too.
我也可以把时钟倒转。
But it doesn't change anything.
但是没有改变任何事情。
And when he turned it back, it changed things.
当神倒转时钟的时候，事情就改变了。
And Lazarus came forth.
拉撒路出来了。
Live and healthy.
活的，健康的。
And so he doesn't have to rush in and quick.Heal Lazarus before he dies.
所以他不必很急忙的就冲进来说，哦，在拉撒路死前赶快医
好他。The disciples said, "Oh, then let's hurry." He said, "What's the hurry?"
门徒说赶快去啊。耶稣说急什么呢
？Let's stay a while. We've got time.
我们就留在这里，我们还有时间。
And he dilly-dallied.
他就这样子单言着。
And he died.
他死了。
But as it were, Jesus said, "Well, so what?"
但是可以说，耶稣就说：“这又怎样呢？”
Martha said, "But he died."
马大说：“但是他死了。”
He said, "Yes, so."
耶稣说：“是的。”
He said, "Your brother will rise again."
他说：“你的弟弟会再复活的。”
Oh yes, I know it's the final resurrection.
我知道了，在末日的复活会的。
Jesus said, "What?"
耶稣说什么
？Do you know who I am?
你知道我是谁吗
？Do you know my name?
你知道我的名字吗
？Oh yes, your name is Jesus.
是的，你们的名字是耶稣。
I have another name.
我还有另外一个名字。
What is it?
是什么呢？
My name is the resurrection.
我的名字就是复活。
Life.
生命。
Now come with me. Let's go visit your brother.
跟我一起来，我们去看你的弟弟。
And something wonderful happened, didn't it?
奇妙的事情就发生了，对不对
？He's come to help us. He doesn't even have to help us before things happen.
他来要帮助我们，他甚至不必在事情发生之前就帮助我们。
He's in so much control of things.
他完全控制的事情。
How wonderful it is that the Holy Spirit has been given to us.
圣灵赐给了我们，这是何等的奇妙。
Open your heart to him.
你就把心向他敞开来。
Invite him.
邀请他。
Believe in him.
相信他。
Just because you can't see him doesn't mean anything at all of his reality.
只因为你看不见他，一点都不影响他的真实。
And you'll learn how much of a helper he can be to you in so many ways.
你会学会，你会知道，在许许多多方面，他能够做你很好的帮助者。
And even if things happen, that doesn't mean he's not in control.
即使事情发生，这不意味着他没有在控制着。
That only means he's going to do something else, many times more wonderful.
这只意味着他要做别的事情，往往这样的事情更好。
In Argentina.
在阿根廷。
My son-in-law was working in a Bible school and orphanage with a lot of young children.
我的女婿他跟很多的小孩子在一个圣经学院还有孤儿院工作。
And one young lady had, in the course of time, several years, gotten quite rebellious and ran away.
有一个女孩子她过了几年之后变得非常的反叛跑走了。
And joined a gang.
她就加入了帮派。
And then one day,
有一天
they came home from church.
他们从教会里面，他们从教会回家。
And like Shirley, their house had been robbed.
他们的家里面被抢了。
Oh dear, everything was gone.
什么东西都没有了。
So they prayed about it.
所以他们就为这个事情祷告。
That's all they can do.
他们只能够这样做。
About a month later.
差不多一个月之后。
They got a note.
他们收到一张条子。
If you'll be home at such and such a time,
如果你在某个时候到家
we will bring your things back.
我们会把你的东西带回来。
It had to be this young lady.
刚好就是。
And the gang she had joined. She knew how to get in. She knew how everything was.
刚好就是那个年轻的女孩子，她加入那个帮派，她知道那些东西在哪里。
But she'd been there too long.
但她在那里已经太久了。
Her conscience bothered her.
她的良心让她不安了。
And it bothered her more.
越来越不安。
And every day it got worse.
每天都越来越糟糕。
So finally they couldn't stand it.
所以终于她受不了了。
So they brought it all back.
所以她把这些东西全部拿回来。
He's still in control.
他仍然在控制着。
Now, that's a very unusual thing for God to do.
神做这样的事情是很不寻常的。
But he's always working in our benefit.
但是神做事情总是要叫我们得益处。
He's always in control.
他总是掌管着。
He's very practical minded.
他的头脑是非常的实际。
He helps us in all ways.
他在各方面都帮助我们。
And so we welcome the Holy Spirit.
所以我们欢迎圣灵。
We sing a song, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome.
我们有唱一首歌，圣灵，我欢迎你。
And welcome him every day.
每天都欢迎他。
I think it was Benny Hinn. That every morning he wakes up, he says, welcome Holy Spirit.
我想是 Benny Hinn, 他每天早上醒来的时候，他都说
welcome this place.
圣灵，欢迎你，欢迎你到这个地方。
And then he can bless us.
然后他就能够祝福我们。
And Holy Spirit, I thank you that you have come.
圣灵，我感谢你，你已经来了。
I thank you, love us.
我感谢你，你爱我们。
I thank you, you're able to help us.
我感谢你，你能够帮助我们。
I thank you, you have power to do any and all things.
我感谢你，你有能力来行一切。
And Father,
父啊，
we welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
We know you are wonderful.
我们知道你是奇妙的。
You're the spirit of wisdom. You're the spirit of grace.
智慧的灵，恩典的灵。
You're the spirit that knows how to do all things.
你是知道行一切的灵。
And we know so little.
我们知道的这么少。
Help us.
求你帮助我们。
Help us in all aspects of life.
在生命的各方面都帮助
我们。Whether it's in business.
不管是在生意上，不管是在工作的地方，
whether it's in the house raising children,
不管是在家里养育孩子，
wherever we are, whatever we're doing,
不管我们在哪里，在做什么，
we would welcome you,
我们都要欢迎你，
as a wonderful, wonderful helper to take care of us.
欢迎你是奇妙奇妙的帮助者，
Holy Spirit,
来照顾我们的。
Thou art welcome.
圣灵，我欢迎你。
圣灵，我们欢迎你降临。圣的圣灵，我们欢迎你降临。慈悲怜悯的天父，全能的圣灵，我们真欢迎你降临。真欢迎你降临，慈悲怜悯的天父，全能的上帝，我们真。